I'm Aaron Gallo.
I'm Marty Hogan.
And I'm Eric Berry.
And we're from the Starfleet Escape Podcast. And you're listening to another great 4Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out 4EyedRadio.com.
This 4Eyed Radio production is brought to you by America Joy Print Shop. All your printing needs taken care of in one convenient place. Visit AmericaJoy.com for business cards, flyers, banners, decals, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com.
Hello there, out there. We've missed you, even though it's only been 5 days. Yeah. But I hope your kids are listening tonight, because we have a special guest.
Very educational.
Yes. But it is a little rated X.
For, I aim to please.
For excellent.
For XX excellent.
And but any hoozle, should I be...
Without any further ado, we've got
just
our friend Charlie
introduce.
Here.
I feel like I need to give an applause to the network.
Yes, 4Eyed Radio Network, as always, we...
Always a delight. You
always
rock
so good.
My panties.
Always so good to be at the SAS studios and beyond this beautiful network of ours, which I was informed by a flyer I found in a bathroom stall that... I might have forgot I left there on purpose, but it is the biggest radio network, a podcast radio network in the Phoenix area.
4Eyed
so.
Radio is.
Boner. 4Eyed Radio.
Well, look at me.
Yeah, look at Charlie.
All right, well, yeah, let's introduce our lovely, fantastic guest, Charlie. He actually works at...
Smoking lingerie.
Just off of Scottsdale Road.
Yeah, Scottsdale Road 202, just right above that. It's a great place to work.
Yeah.
I've been there around 7 months.
7 months? Okay.
Yeah. So it actually kind of helped just because, like, the whole hiring process or whatever, I'd already worked at Blockbuster, so I'd already worked with DVDs and whatever, and we sold a lot of porn there. I worked at Shirts and Things in Mesa for the longest time.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah, and,
yeah.
You know, that's all retail. That's fun. And then...
And it used to be a head shop.
Yeah. Oh, did
way back in
oh,
the
yeah,
day.
Actually,
way back in the day. Yeah.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that for the longest time.
Yeah.
I remember the city. They used to have pipes and whatever. Yeah, it's not bad just because I do have that prior experience, like the, you know, DVDs. And then, I mean... It's after 7 months, it's turned into a thing where I am just seeing DVD cases and packages with toys in them. I'm not seeing boobs and penis. And
yeah, you're kind of desensitized to it.
Yeah, I'm pretty, and yeah, and it's funny too, because I said that to my coworkers, and they said, "Wow, already? Really? You know, like, wow, you know?" And
like,
I
well,
mean,
it's work.
We even got this new guy that came in, you know, and he was pretty happy that. You know, he could rent videos and whatever. But
he's
besides
like, score!
That, yeah.
Nice. Well, I have to be honest, like, when I went in there today.
Yeah, we took a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took a tour right before we came in here, and I showed you guys around a little bit.
And my eyeballs, like, they didn't know where to stop. Like, it was just so much to look at. And
well, let's start from the beginning. Okay. We parked, and you saw the outside, and what did you think? I mean, it's in a strip mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
Well, there's Titty Loans.
Yeah, Titty Loans is next door. Yeah.
Just kidding.
And Hancock.
And Hancock.
And Hancock
right
Avenue.
And then there's the, yeah, the palm reading.
The palm reading and the liquor store.
The liquor store.
Conveniently right there.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of like a weird area, right...
Down the street,
like,
there is
okay,
a strip club.
Well, okay, there's our little strip mall. area, you know, that takes up like that little half a block or whatever. And so there's the convenience like liquor store that we went and said hi to. His name is Fong. He's really, really cool. He's really
cool. Yeah, I like him. Good smiles.
He's really nice. Yeah, he's always joking. Okay. Yeah, always joking around me. You know,
like, when I was awesome. I love
it. And then, yeah, they just opened up the tarot card place, and that's really funny to be, because not too long ago, the it's like a husband and wife that own it, and the tarot card place, and the husband came into our store asking about what the area was like and what kind of
customer bases you read cards, you should already know what area is like.
That was a big thing because at night, you know, like if I'm just working with one of the girls or something like that, then I'll wear the gun. But if not, you know, we are always armed and there's always a guy.
Is it a squirt gun filled?
Oh, fuck no.
These
are huge. Oh my God.
What? They're like Glocks?
Yeah, like these bullets are like no.
Did they have to like train you how to use it before you started working the night shift?
I grew up in Nebraska, and out of there they do
Nebraska.
Gun training.
That's the friendliest place in town.
It's the place where people go to give up on life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe Tosh said that or something. seriously, every single thing that Tosh ever said about Nebraska is completely true. Everyone is just fat, blonde. Eats fried mayonnaise balls types of thing.
All right, I'm moving to Nebraska.
Yeah, but anyways, to stay on track topic, just because I'm
do it.
The guy came in, one of the owners, and was asking us about the area, and we're just like, no, because
he has daughters too that he wanted to.
Yeah, like he came in, he was like, my wife is going to be working at this, you know, store, and I'm just kind of like the owner or something like that. I don't know. He does his own thing, whatever. But he was like, yeah, but do you think it'd be okay if I had my wife there? I was also thinking about having my 13 and 17 year old daughters work there. You know,
what are their hours of operation though?
If you're trying to get them raped, have them work there.
Like,
but
we don't close until midnight or one.
Sweet Lord Jesus.
And so, yeah, like Friday and Saturday we close.
You're getting all kinds of walks of life.
Especially with the items that you are selling.
Well, and what I'm getting at is just a little bit further down the way, I guess there's like a plumbing store. I don't know. Whatever, and then there's
plumbing store.
Yeah, oh yeah, I totally know all about that place. But there's an AA meeting center, like so for all the alcoholics and whatever. So
you can just bounce from like each store.
Your meeting, you feel really shitty about yourself. You go to the sex shop and you pick up some videos for the night.
Well, an AA
and then
is just
like
replacing one addiction with another addiction,
right.
And it's
and then you're like, fuck it, I don't want to be sober anyway, so yeah. I'm just gonna visit.
You can either drink beer or pollute your mind with a lot of
porn.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or Jesus porn.
Jesus porn.
That's always a big hit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there's another thing that you guys looked at. It was all the parodies. What did you think it was?
Those are awesome.
We were walking around the store, and I was just pointing out all the different
Cosby
places. Yeah. I mean,
Twilight.
Yeah. And there's like a little
Spice
section
Girls
of
parody.
DVDs.
Edward Scissors Penis?
Edward
Beetlejism.
Yeah.
There's a Cosby Show one. The guy looks just
like
a young
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Harry Twatter.
Yeah. Oh, we had the whole Twilight series.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And I'm surprised they don't call it Twatlight.
Well, and we even have the entire Super Friends or something, and it's funny because Superman doesn't have an S on his chest.
Right.
Everything is the same, but he has an X.
Yeah.
Because it's triple X. The Spider-Man. Spider-Man looks exactly like Spider-Man, but he has a
The one in the parody section I was most interested in, just because I was intrigued by who actually rents it, was Golden Girls.
Yeah. Oh!
I didn't
see
that one.
It was
towards the bottom.
And I'm kind of glad about that.
Well, see, I started working at this, when I got hired at Smoke and Lingerie.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends that really knew me were just like, "You're working there? what? Because I don't watch porn. I don't I'm not a very sexual person, but I get down.
Yeah, well, you're a man.
It's like a normal thing. Yeah.
We're animals.
Like, it's like I'd be lying if I were to say a lot of shit because I have a penis, so
right.
I'm pretty much have to do certain things. Well, have to.
It's part of the territory with the wangs.
So, like, do you notice that a lot of the customers are women, or are they more men, or are they more like children?
Now, you would think that since we do have a lot of sex toys, a lot of vibrators, a lot of dongs, a lot of, you know, we have
there's that epic chair.
Yeah, we have a great inflatable chair that has a remote control, and you can press it once to start it to vibrate. It kind of has like a, I don't know, some kind of like dong or some kind of work into it, but. You sit on it and
it's like sitting on a control.
You press
a joystick.
The button again, and it just pumps in and out, and it's just,
have mercy.
And it's funny too because it's actually
like who needs God a pedicure at
the
end of the day?
It's actually advertised more towards gay men than it is for girls or anything. It's supposed to be one of those things where you like sit down, your partner can be all having fun, and then while they're doing that,
you can
pay attention to them in other ways. Mm-hmm. Whereas most of the time, you have to focus on.
Right.
What you're doing. So that just kind of takes that out of the way.
It's like a dual stimulation.
And I mean, a lot of those things, I mean, even like the like sex wedges, mm-hmm. you know, those like that. It's like a triangle of foam or something with like a cover on it. And
yeah.
It basically just like elevates you for sex or makes sex better. Or
kind of like what they use when like.
You hit a certain spot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know, no, exactly.
But but those are actually pretty popular.
I noticed there was a lot. More females in there than there were males.
Yeah, when we went in, there were like quite a few.
I didn't see.
That's what I was gonna get at. Before I totally ADD'd myself. it's funny because out of since we saw all the different toys and everything, there, whenever guys come in, they're the ones that buy toys for their girls. It's like their girls never want to come in with them or anything. So either these guys. Constantly, all the time, guys come in and they buy sex toys. Like, well, my girl's looking for this, so what do you like? What?
Wow!
And we basically just like, tell them every girl is completely different. There's clitoral, there's internal, there's G spot, there's you know, like there it goes.
I'm glad
on.
To
People
hear that.
Are freaked out by a lot of things.
Some guys are like, no, it's a competition. Like, what you want this battery operated like thing? Besides, not me, you know. But I'm glad to hear like guys are out there like. Being more comfortable with
it's interesting
sex
though,
and
like,
communicating with each other in that way. I don't know.
So do you feel like there's more like solo like dudes coming in to buy stuff for their chicks and like
I actually really do genuinely think that they are buying them for their girls, but it's just really hard though because like I said, every girl is completely different. There's clitoral, there's an internal, there's we have clamps, we have we even have a system for electrocution. It's crazy too because when you look at it, it looks like something out of Frank's. It's like a giant silver smooth dick
that shocks the hell out of your pussy.
That can plug into a wall and it has a whole handle and everything. And then as you are,
does it have like a
talk about shock?
Does it have a trigger that you get to like?
Yeah, and you can do small like it just like we sell those like muscle pad things.
Yeah,
but they are specially designed. I guess they're like smaller or something compared to the bigger ones that people work out with on their abs and sit and do nothing because we suck as Americans.
That's right.
But
they're like, I can eat Cheetos and work out at the same time.
Hey, even if I stay the same, I'm still eating my Cheetos. Yeah, but besides that, though, like, okay, so, I wanted to say, like, step by step, so you saw the outside of the store, you saw the area. I was talking about, all the AA kids, they have to go to AA because either they got in trouble or whatever.
Right.
Like, a lot of people are forced. Nobody goes to AA because they're just like, oh, it's going to be fun.
I want the free donuts and the coffee.
I love cults.
Yeah.
No. It's some of them will come over late night or whatever, and we do have, I have a hard time IDing people, because I ID most everyone, and it is state law that if you look under 27, you have to be ID.
Yeah.
But.
So how the hell did we get in there?
Because you're with me. And,
right.
I mean, it's not like I'm about to be an employee.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, like, I mean, even people have, like. Oh, are you going to, like, smoke at work and stuff like that? Or, like, you know, like, smoke or whatever. And it's like, no, I like my job. Well,
yeah.
Too much to really do anything on the job.
Well, shit, I would, too.
Yeah.
Surrounded by all
it's
that.
It's kind of.
Yeah. All that fun.
Excitement.
Yeah, because it's everywhere. Like you walk up to it and there's the whole
the front of the
strip
building.
Mall. Like you even said it, Natalie. You were even like, oh, it's like the liquor store that's there. It almost looks like a Walmart of a liquor store. And then there's those awesome aluminum blinds that you guys have with all of your neon signage in front of it.
Yeah, some of the lights are starting to go out.
Yeah,
so
yeah no,
it's
I was
more like linger.
Linger.
And then it's just like that on narrow hallway.
And I like how, like, I don't know what if that's what you're going for, but like one of the neon signs just says gag. And I'm sorry, gag gifts.
Yeah, gag gifts.
Okay,
yeah,
and
gag.
I'm just like,
but we do have.
Are they?
Gags, yeah, like we have a lot. Of,
I know. I'm like,
not just ball gags. We have, you know, ones that are shaped like penises and full masks that actually snap on a part over
those.
Your mouth that has a piece. So
it's like,
you
what
have
are you
to have
shopping
something
for
in your mouth
today?
Yeah, no. Oh,
gags, gags.
I mean, things you would never.
I haven't
even
been
think
on
about.
A like, gag spree in a while. Who wants to go shopping?
Like my gag just like ran out. So. But no, it's definitely, I guess, I was reading about the sex shop industry, and it's like recession-proof.
Oh.
So,
fuck yeah.
People are horny.
Yeah.
I feel
know.
Like,
well, and people,
if you can't
like,
fuck
when
someone
you,
else, you're going to fuck yourself.
Alcohol exactly. and sex are
well, even alcohol has been like going down as far as sales, but fucking lubes, condoms, dildos. I want like a dildo... I want to, like, get a dildo vending machine. I feel like that might be...
or actually, you could even either a vending machine or a dildo claw machine.
Sure.
Oh, wow, hey.
Because if you don't get one right away, you're still going to try to go for the next
one. Oh, I got the little one. I wanted the rabbit.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I guess...
I guess you're getting another chunk of my money, so I can try again
instead.
Yeah,
but yeah, yeah.
Once yeah,
once,
tell
once,
us
once, once you get it inside. I mean, you're doing. You see the strip mall, whatever. You get inside. First thing you see is, you know, metal pipes, glass pipes,
glass dicks.
It's
like
just like
the,
it's an
like
adult
when you
just
walk
in.
Candy
yeah,
store.
Candy shop. Like it's. Yeah. An adult playland.
And we do have
I like that the
pipes.
Wall of Shame is right there too. The CD shame.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's an entire Wall of Fame. Anytime that somebody tries to steal from the shop, of like we have some of the best security. Like no, seriously.
I
like,
didn't even
people,
see them. That's how good they were. I think.
Well, I mean,
they
people
just come
think
out
that
nowhere.
They can get away, like take, like ripping a toy out of a package and then like shoving it down their pants or something, pretending it's like their real dick they wish they had. And keep going, you know.
It's like that's why they're stealing it.
Yeah, and so yeah, it's gonna beep all the time, and it's funny too because when we tell them to go back out, they always like try to like throw it to the side or something. And be
right.
Like, oh,
I don't have it.
Or throw
it
like in a little discount.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
And so we kind of have to. What?
Do you guys tackle them? Or?
What did they do in Babe? They like flocked around.
Oh yeah,
the circle.
Yeah, circle around. Yeah.
Circle kind attack
around them.
Yeah.
Like.
Just basically make sure that we can see. I mean, the first time that I had a shoplifter at this store, I went directly towards the door because I figured, okay,
they
he's talking to him, he's whatever. But if this dude's about to go, I'm gonna.
I'm gonna be there to
the throat and be like, hey. Congratulations, he's got a 911 call.
Aren't leaving.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Hey, no, buddy, what you got there?
I've heard stories of, you know, people that
so
worked in the past.
What was your first shoplifter stealing?
Let's see, my first shoplifter,
a cock cage.
I was working with one of the girls, and no, the cock cage was the second or third time.
Oh, wow.
It actually tries, it happens quite a bit. That's why our wall of shame, you know, is starting
so
to
large.
Yeah.
It's going to expand.
Get there.
Jeez. You think they would know better since there's like a wall of shame right there. So like,
people are dying.
Hey, guys, maybe not.
Well, you know, like, other shops.
So how
do
you get them to write
shops?
Like a little thing about that?
Are those written by the
that's,
employees?
Yeah, that's
what I thought.
By, like what we'll do is, okay, you're walking through, you're beeping. Go back through, empty your pockets, whatever. We have signs everywhere that says we have the right to search you. We have whatever. So nobody can ever authorize or can ever argue any kind of Warren. Right. Oh, I gotta wait for a cop. Like, because if they're like, oh, I'm gonna wait for a cop if you're gonna search me, then I'll be like, cool.
We're gonna call a cop.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they want to get searched.
I mean, at the same time, we try not to call cops because, just like any store, you never want. Because
the more that you have to deal with the cops.
It just makes people nervous. Yeah, it does. Cops at your shops.
I think, too, like, it kind of does stuff for, like, the area as well. Like, say one bar is on the strip and the cops are showing up to that bar all the time. It's going to increase, like, fees and shit for, like, the other places around because it's an unsafe area.
Like, if you live in, yeah, it just goes along with when you have, like, a house or something and you're part of a community, you have to keep it. Yeah. A certain way, or else
which
you're
is why
probably
mom and dad
stop
calling the cops on all of the neighbor kids. You're making it an unsafe area.
But do you have like a good like crazy like gnarly story of someone just?
Well, I mean,
like I have really bad hemorrhoids. So can you direct me to a good butt plug.
No, I mean, there's always the customers, at least one every day, where it's usually always a girl. The guys don't care. Like, guys are just like, oh, I'm here looking for whatever for my girlfriend, blah, blah. And I mean, a lot of people, I mean, if you're listening right now, know that when you go into a sex shop or if you go into a lingerie store or whatever, or just something that specializes in that, you shouldn't be nervous. Like, ask, you're not going to ask anything that we've not heard before. When I'm
and if you congratulations.
When an 80-year-old guy walks in and is like buying zip ties, handcuffs, blindfolds, I'm like, oh yeah, we're just like, okay, so where's the 13-year-old locked in his basement? Like some of the stuff, I'm just like, really? Like that we have. Like there's pinwheels. They're just like sharp little points that like on a wheel, like a spur of your boot.
Right.
That you just roll over and you puncture all the way down. And wow. I guess people like that. Yeah.
It's like, hey, skin are you going to be making a dress out of later? But, oof.
And I mean, besides the, like, we get a lot of meth heads and whatever that come in. They always try to get their oil pipes and whatever. I mean,
I was going to say, like, when you said about how there are people who come in there like uncomfortable sometimes or like kind of nervous and they're mostly women.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask
what they want
with the theft though, because I noticed on some of them, there were notes about how like they dropped $50 on shit, but then they still tried to steal other stuff. So is it like, oh, I need this right now, or I'm just a klepto, or I'm embarrassed to buy this, but I'll buy this.
You piss us off enough, then we're going to, like, check out all your stuff, and we always put it on the, like, the counter is, like, an L shape, and you have to be in the front for to check out, and then, basically, once you're done checking out, we put it on the other side of the counter, so you have to walk through a, like two different checkouts, and then there's still even another little alarm at the door.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, if you're stealing from, like, a sex store, like, is it, like, what is your motive behind stealing? Like, is it you just ran out of money, or
I mean,
you were embarrassed, you didn't have any money?
If you read some of them, there was, like, a girl that spent, like, 200-something, whatever bucks, and at the end of the day, she was trying to just steal, like, a $5 thing. She totally had the money. It's just a mindset. People just like to...
They like that rush.
So
they're like, I'm getting off on stealing this, and then I'm going to get off with it later.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you're going to get off in a jail cell.
Or we have a lot of customers that come in. They will walk around the entire store really quickly, and then we'll just be like, are you looking for something? You're like, and they're like, oh, I was wondering if you guys have, like, an arcade. And I didn't even know what that
was.
It's like,
the joysticks over there on that chair.
Display only.
Yeah, see, and I didn't even know that there was those. Like, I guess there's a place just up north of us or something. I can't remember what it's. I wanted to say Zoomies, but
arcade?
I know that's not the place.
There's plenty of those.
Yeah, it's called something. You go and you put money into a thing, and you just watch porn, and there's, like, a seat in front of you, and I guess guys just jack off on whatever. Dude, guys are fucking gross. Really? Seriously.
Yeah, I mean...
Seriously.
Yeah.
On a daily basis...
Guys can teabag, but girls snail trail.
They do. And especially if the guy didn't wash and you have a UTI afterwards.
I hate when that happens.
What? Oh my gosh. It was funny. I was telling my friend that, like, oh my God, I have a UTI right now, which is a urinary tract infection. Well, it's, it happens when two hippies have sex.
Yeah.
And I was telling my friend about that, and he's gay, and he's like, yeah, I had that a few months ago, but they called it gonorrhea, not a UTI. I was like, oh. He's like, oh, it just comes with the trade. I'm like, I guess.
That actually reminds me of a story I heard last night. I guess this, it was, you guys remember the band NoFX, right?
Oh, of course. I listened to them just the other day at work, even.
Yeah, so I guess my friend who was telling the story had been in a NoFX show, and he was just about to sing one of the songs, and he was like, I'm going to tell you a story first. And he's like, you know, when you're punk and you're fucking crusty kids, you got to be careful if the girl's got a yeast infection. And he's talking about how he got a horrible throat infection, apparently, because he ate her out.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, moral of the story, yeast infections taste like shit. And then he just went straight into the song.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't just all be put on guys, you know? Like, there's a lot of stigma out there.
Disgusting,
like,
too.
Yeah, it's like guys are just gross and everything. Well, and then girls are always so feminine and fart rainbows. And,
well, we do.
And butterflies. Yeah.
We do. But
whipped cream.
I have a unicorn tattooed on my butt. That's fun.
What? Yeah. Damn. Too bad this isn't on video, because we'd make you just be like, drop
it. Actually, we can get a photo of it.
Just for the effect.
Oh, where'd it go? Oh,
my God,
it's a little one.
Oh, Joanne.
Joanne. Yeah, I went to LA with an ex-girlfriend for, like, I don't know, a week or something. And
drugs were involved?
Well, no, it was
maybe lots of
No, but it was mainly, like, we were sitting around. I knew that her friend was a tattoo artist, and we're all talking about stuff. And I'm like, you know, by the end of the night, you're tattooing my butt, like, as a joke. and there's like, dude, we totally can, you know. And I'm like, what colors do you have? And they said, I'm like, oh shit, well, maybe I'll do a unicorn on my ass, you know? Because
why not?
Unicorns are badass. A unicorn is like,
you have a badass.
It's like
unicorn.
A horse with a seat on its head.
It's a unicorn with a dildo on its head. Yeah.
You're right. And no, they're badass.
Yeah, you never want to play Hot Frog with a unicorn.
No, never.
Unless you're into that. But
anyways, yeah, we got drunk and then came back and then finally did the tattoo.
Nice. It turned out pretty all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going to get it redone and actually.
Oh, really?
That. Nice.
Yeah.
Would you ever get the full body? Because right now it's just the head. It's just the tip of the unicorn right now.
If you do give it a body, it should...
Don't you really need just the head?
I think so. No.
It depends on the situation.
Just a tip.
Fuck
it. Okay. Maybe I'll just, get it changed to just a unicorn horn.
Just a unicorn horn.
People are like, well, where's the rest of the unicorn? I'm like, dude, all you need is the tip.
All you need. All you need
is the horn.
That's it.
That's where all the magic happens.
On a daily basis, do you have, like, one item that is the most popular sale?
As far as female vibration type of things, there's the Hitachi, which you've probably seen on TV.
No.
It's like a general massaging wand.
I think grandma has one of those.
They advertise it on TV in those little infomercials that's like, oh, take care of your back, take care of whatever. But we have entire movies, like a lot of movies of just girls using just that on them,
uh-huh.
And guys love it, I guess, for something.
Guys love it.
No, I mean the
watching it.
And I guess it works like a certain way where if you push in with it or something, like push it into you, not into you, but I mean, because it's a bigger item, but I mean, like, I don't know.
You like vibrate.
You force it onto you, then it vibrates even more. Or it's like
so that's like on a daily basis.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's so hard when people,
that
like, girls
terrible.
Girls will come in, or it's mainly like old ladies will come in and they just won't know what they're looking for at all, but they know they want to get off.
Right.
And so we're like, well, what gets you off? And that's kind of funny to ask like a lady, like an old lady.
Well,
like,
right. But at the same time,
yeah,
that's why they're there.
It's like
and you're
their
professional.
Or like people come
Neither
in.
Love Doctor.
I mean, like, you guys have heard of the rabbit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that the rabbit is actually just like, it's like 50 different toys. It's basically,
oh, yeah.
It's like a shape of a toy. It's not even like a, I mean, like it is a name brand or whatever, right. But.
Yeah, but there's a lot of products out there that offer the same exact things all in one unit.
But it's really just, every girl is completely different. It's so either she'll just get completely off on clitoral, or she has to have that internal, or she has to have something a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And without us knowing that, we can't just be like, oh, like, the what's the most popular or whatever? I'd be like, well, this is, but if that's not what you're into, it's not going to do shit for you, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Do people ever ask to, like, try?
People ask to open the toys. Well, we just recently got, I think it's like 7 or 8 little bins, and each little bin has a different type of material that all the different toys are made out of.
Okay, so they can kind of feel.
Yeah, and so they're shaped like little penises, and then there's the future erotic skin or something like that, and those are shaped like boobs. I don't know.
Feel like? Future erotic skin?
I don't know.
It's
so cold, so, I mean, it's not warm like human skin. It's different, like, there's different textures and hair and everything on human skin, so no matter how lifelike they
try to do
it,
it's not gonna be that.
So, like, do they ever come out with new and, like, improved toys? I mean, I'm sure they do all the time.
Can you
imagine, like, the future of, like...
No, okay, here's the future of this.
Robots.
Okay.
Robots.
Even before we got to the shop, you guys were asking about the fleshlight.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, the male masturbator, like, best-selling toy or whatever. It's funny, too. I definitely recommend listeners to go on to YouTube and, like, just search fleshlight, and there's some kind of music video, some dude singing into a fleshlight, like a microphone, about something, and some metal guy rocking in the background, being ridiculous, but,
I mean,
besides that, like, if you're talking about the future of it, recently we just got, I think it's called the V-Stroker.
The V-Stroker.
And what that does is it connects on the end of a fleshlight. And what it does is it's a air pressure gauge.
Does it rub the anal? Uh-huh.
It's an air pressure gauge, and it connects to your computer.
Tighter. Uh-huh.
And so when you go in and when you go out, you can actually be connected to a girl with a machine in some other state or something.
Right.
And as you go in, they'll feel it go in. So you could basically be having sex.
Sex.
The,
like,
safest
virtual
sex you could possibly have.
Yeah.
That's Demolition Man shit. And that works
with
the webcam girls and whatever, that they don't mind getting fucked by the same machine every day.
Right.
But if it's going to get them more money or something like that, they have connection. I mean, we also have, like, virtual games. We have all sorts of different
things. Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, they already have virtual, like, games. So, like,
they actually have a head that you can make out with, and, like, and someone else is connected to somewhere else.
Yeah, see,
and it's crazy. Like, you can be making out with someone that you're with, but
you're not with together,
just with a fake them.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them, like.
And so I'm like,
and shit, like, even crazier, like, what? But for me, like, that's the other thing, too, though, about, like, everybody's different, because for me, like, I don't think I could get off that way.
See, and I don't know if I could fuck a piece of rubber and...
I can't.
I'm sure I could.
I mean, I'm just saying, I can't.
I'm a guy. You just do
but
something
I mean,
long
like,
enough,
to be
it's
like,
gonna
oh,
happen,
I'm going to be, like, using my computer in a plastic fucking head to try to, like, get down with somebody on the
other
side.
Well, I mean, people do
the...
phone sex and it works for them. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like.
Then it's all in your imagination.
It's all in your mind.
It's just trying to become more and more physical.
More and more physical in a fake way.
I like real physical.
I need to get a beer.
Should we cue Olivia Newton John?
I'm gonna get a beer real quick.
Yeah, but it's fucking interesting shit though. The air pressure.
I kind of have to.
I know, isn't that like
awkward silence?
We can take a moment for everybody to socially.
Come on, Steve.
Awkwardly relieve.
Don't
themselves.
Be such a black belly jean.
Don't be a black jelly bean. So some other questions I have are, so
that was close.
Anytime that you have had to help people, like, do they get, like, super, like, because customer service can already be kind of weird.
Right.
And if people are already coming into the store uncomfortable about it, like, what is the weirdest request or transaction that you remember, or at least, like, funniest one that you can, because we love awkward moments here on the Socially Awkward Studios, so.
Well, I mean, there's always the people that are, like I said, it's usually always the girls that are intimidated or are, yeah, I don't know if it's just because I'm a guy or, like, they'd rather prefer to talk to a girl or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get weird calls all the time about, you know, if there's going to be a guy or a girl there to help a guy or a girl with their clothes, you know, or even, like,
I could see that, though.
And there's a lot of guys that cross-dress. They'll come in, they'll want to try on something, and they'll actually want another man rather
than
a woman.
To help them out instead of a woman,
yeah. Them, whatever, and it's like,
Well, it's interesting that you bring up that, because I remember years ago I did work in clothing retail, and there was a few men who would call on a regular basis to ask about, like, what hosiery was on sale, and I knew why they wanted it.
Yeah, you have to be careful with that, because we get calls all the time, and they say private caller, and whenever I answer or any other guy answers, you pick it up and, hello, you know, spoke along's Ray.
Yeah, you don't
get and you don't hear anything, or you hear, oh, click, you know, like, whatever. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a girl on the phone, listen to their voice, and they basically just jacking it.
That's fun.
Yeah. We have the best customers in the world. No, we really do. I love it.
Anytime that you've had to search somebody for shoplifting, have you found drugs on them? And if so, do you get to keep them?
Okay, I've never seen meth in my life. I've never seen heroin. I saw heroin once, and somebody was, like, smoking off foil or what. I don't know what that is, but
I don't either.
I've never seen, like, meth in my life or anything, but I guess just, like, a week ago or something, one of the customers was let into the dressing room in the back and found, like, I don't know, like one of those little tiny bags, and it just had a bunch of crystals in it. And so, you know, I was just like, what is that? And they're just like, it's crystals. And I'm like rocks. And they're like, no, like meth. And I'm like, oh, and the customer just brought it up. I'm like, well,
that's... A customer found somebody else that dropped it in there?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Like, I don't know. And I mean, I don't want to be, nah, I won't even say anything about it. Whatever. But anyways, so we do have a lot of...
Well, that was pretty cool of that customer to be like, dude, I found this in your fucking dressing room.
Well, even if they just found it and they took it off themselves, I don't care, as long as it's not in the store. I don't care.
Yeah. So do you find weird shit in your dressing rooms often?
Condoms?
Not so much. No, I mean, like, I've heard stories of people either attempting or that they have or something, like, fucked in the store or something.
Or, like, jacked off on the mirror.
Yeah, it's just some, you know, just, like, random things. I mean... one really big question. Okay, think about it. It's a sex shop.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not.
Every single day.
That was all for sex?
Every single day we get at least, you know, half a dozen people. Can I use your guys' bathroom?
Yeah.
It's and we basically just have to say, sorry.
There's no public restroom.
No restroom in the sex shop. Yeah, like, we just have to put it that way,
no
and most of the
champagne.
Time they're like, oh, okay, of course, yeah, and,
I know, it's like, how dare they? They might as well just say, like, hey, can I go masturbate in the bathroom?
Yeah,
like,
it really is.
In,
like,
your bedroom?
No, I know that, like, half the people that ask are wanting to do that. They just want, like, a free ride. They're looking to fill up their, like, spank bank in their head.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I mean, you can't help it.
They're like, I'm
so
going to browse these magazines.
Do you get a hard on at work ever?
No.
No?
Did you when you first started working there? Or
no.
No?
Because you're at work.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a job.
It's just like,
it's kind of like,
I just never looked at
it.
I mean, like, new DVDs come in, and then you're just like, oh, hey. Oh, you know, like, I was like, look at something, and you'd be like, okay, whatever. And then I just go right on, you know.
Yeah.
I'll
be honest.
Think about
it, really.
It's kind of just like a noticing something, and then not noticing it anymore because you really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, have you, like, was there a time where you did have one and it was, like, in an inappropriate place?
Well, like, I'm sure within my life, yeah. I mean, it's like a normal everyday guy thing for guys to get boners, like, almost every single day and just random ass times. Because
we don't have penises.
My dog. I got a boner. What the fuck does that mean?
You're like, I need to go to the psychiatrist.
No. I was just trying to cook some popcorn shrimp. Got a boner.
It is the fishy smell that set you off.
Oh, yeah, that. Oh,
the noise.
Well, because I remember when you were living in L.A. And
she was, yeah.
Yeah, and you were working in a specific neighborhood where a lot of your clientele at the coffee shop, they were
porn stars.
On break from porn. Oh. And you had told me about the one woman that you kind of befriended and how when you asked her about the difference between having sex at work and sex and her husband.
Yeah. She's just able to
kind of flip a switch on compartmentalize.
Is it called expedition? Or expedition sex, or it's something like that. Like when you have sex in public places.
A lot of I asked her. I was like, "Do you come? You know, when you're having sex with other guys, like for work?" And she was like, "It's very, very, very rare that she would come while she's having like sex."
Well, now, see, like I said, there's different types of women. Just like when they're looking at toys. Now, there's certain girls that can't get off from a guy being inside them. They can only have the clitoral.
Masturbate, yeah.
And that's it, you know? So it is up to the guy to know that, notice it, work on it.
Well, I just...
Be the best you could, like, be that girl's man, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, one of the three biggest positions nowadays, it's, like, vaginal and penile, like, that goes down. And then it's... oral, like as far as like how people orgasm.
Yeah.
And then it's masturbating with your partner.
Yeah. I mean, like, which I think love is oral awesome. Sex. Like, I love giving oral sex. I love getting oral sex. I love giving oral sex.
That's cool.
Fun. I don't know. It's like when you have that slight control over, like, you know, a female. And you feel every little movement that you're doing and they respond to what you're doing. Then you can kind of figure out what they like and just respond to their responses. Yeah. And I don't know. I think that's cool as hell.
Yeah. Well, see, it's hard to.
Like, how would I be as a man? Be like, oh, I love getting my dick sucked. But fuck, put my mouth on that shit. It's like, hell no. If anything, I'll. You'd put my shit on that shit
and
before
it's funny,
McDonald's.
I feel like having sex is not as intimate as giving oral. Like, if you really truly like someone, you'll give them oral.
Well,
but
see, it can be both to me because, I mean, there's times when you're getting oral. I mean, as a guy, you see the eyes come up and then you're just like, oh, shit. You know, like, oh, yeah, or whatever. Uh-huh. And then there's like, just like when a guy is eating a girl out and then he feels the... like hands going through the hair,
right?
You know, of her and pushing his head into her and everything. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. That's cool. There's nothing you can complain about that.
I thought Toby's gotten excited. The resident cat. I think he's
sprayed
gotten
everywhere.
Excited, and he's just thrown himself into a fruit box to
cat, you're
take
an
care
attention
of himself.
Whore.
No, I think he's getting ready to
masturbate.
Well, no, because
like, can you imagine
all this sex talk is just riling up the cat?
And he's like, where's my catnip? I'm going to hump it right now. But
he doesn't have balls, so it's going to be kind of hard.
All right, he's going to hump it without balls. Well, there is this interesting conversation that started on the radio this morning when I was on my way to working. And I didn't listen to all of it, but it was talking about how a lot of times, like, single friends will give their friends in relationships or partners or whatever shit and be like, dude, you never get as good as pussy as when you're single. And most people nowadays completely disagree because it's so much nicer when you are with somebody who is willing to, like, take the time to try things out, figure out what works, and just kind of
I
understand the whole, you know, mindset of it. Like, for guys, it's all about the chase.
Right.
Once you know you have it, there isn't much to chase after. But as a guy
and
myself,
that's why there's sex shops, because you make shit interesting. Yeah. You gotta like make it new and
that's
different.
That's why you will never be unemployed.
Yeah. Oh, I was unemployed for like a year and a half.
Yeah, but
I
now
got,
you're at Smoke and Laundry.
Yeah. No, like, I don't know. Well, in Arizona, it's just a hard place to
different,
get a job when you're in specific, you know.
Well, and the owners of your business have kind of tapped into the market nicely
because
they have
like
a whole swingers club.
Yeah, as you know, I work at Smoke and Lingerie, smoking with just an apostrophe, no G. But
y'all should come visit.
But the owners also own Discretions, which is a swingers club, and
they have a nice
I've never been
banner.
There. Yeah,
yeah. Right above the register. It's like, oh, there's a swingers club too.
Well,
so like if you're bored and you're at Smoke and Laundry and you're like, you know, I definitely want to play with this tonight.
Well, have you
who else
of
wants
Ashley
to play with
Madison?
Ashley Madison, yeah, that's I think one of the production companies that we have.
Oh my god, like that's so crazy! Like
yeah,
how
like
you
Adam
can.
And Eve and...
Well, Ashley Madison, I guess, is a network where you can go and cheat on your significant other.
Okay, so yeah, then it's not a production company. Like, Ashley Madison is the online cheat on your partner.
You can cheat on your partner, and it's all like secure, locked down. Like, they'll never find out.
Hey,
and
I mean, no, some people really do have fetishes. They will only go out with a girl so that they can fuck another girl. You know, because
right.
that's the only way that they'll get off.
I've known a few of those guys.
It's funny, too, because I took some, like, psychology courses on some of the sexual, you know, things. And it's funny because people can get, like, a doorknob fetish. And you're like, how do people get doorknob fetishes? Like, this person honestly says they cannot get off unless they are holding on to a doorknob.
No.
And then you wonder, okay, well, how did it get that way? And what happened is he is... Every time that he masturbates, growing up, you know, in his parents' house or whatever.
He was locking the door.
He has to hold on to that door because there was no lock or something. And so now, after doing that so many times, he can only get off if he's holding on to a doorknob. And that actually deals with a lot of stuff that you don't even notice. It could be really small things. It could just be the position of the pillows around
you.
Have to be, and you don't know these things. You're just like, something's wrong. I can't get off tonight. Tonight's not a good night. It's like, no, you just haven't set everything up like for what you are genuinely into.
Yeah.
No, totally.
I think
it's,
too,
a lot of it is
like me, for a person that's not into sex, knows quite a bit about sex just because it's like force fed to me.
Yeah, all
through
day
media,
long.
Through everything.
Yeah.
It,
I think the psychology part is really interesting too, because earlier when we were at your shop and there's that whole section where it gets a little more S&M.
Oh yeah.
And there's
yeah.
the cages. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how you're like trying to get rid of the one because you just want
like there's a
get
tall,
more
flimsy,
of the other.
Kind of like more dance cage, just more for looks. And then we have like a smaller puppy cage.
But the talk
that
about
is all
like
hardcore.
The different locks.
Yeah, and right now the small puppy one that's like really stiff steel, and like if you were to lock somebody in there, they would never ever get out. You know,
right,
whatever.
But you were talking about the ones with like the alternate locks where like they could still get out, but how it's a psychological thing.
Right, because right now the one that we have right now, we're trying to sell the tall, flimsy ones so that we can get more in from the artist that made
that makes the other
really, really, really good cage. And we were just kind of deciding that. They're like kind of talking about how when he designs a new one or something, that on the inside we'd be able to have like a turn lock, kind of like on the inside of every door.
Kind of like a trunk.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows, but if you get locked in a trunk, you're not really locked. There is actually a
pull. That pull thing. Yeah. It like glows in the dark or it's red or something. Yeah. And then, but still on the outside, there would be like a key lock. That way when... you know, the actual person, you know, domineering or whatever, the other person, they can actually feel like they're locking this person away. No, you can't get out.
You're mine.
Yeah,
but the person on the
inside knows that they have that safety and that peace of mind that if I really needed to, I could just turn this and get out.
And I feel like that takes the fun out of it. No, but
no, well, at the same time, it's probably good. No, thing. And at the same time, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
no, there are different levels
know.
Of it.
Yeah,
where,
that's true. Yeah.
Where some people need to be absolutely locked in with no way out.
That scare, like thing. That, like yeah. anxiety. They're like, that makes them.
I need to be hung upside down in a straitjacket while Britney Spears plays and somebody punches my balls, slaps me in the face while calling me yeah. a whore. Yeah, yeah, and that's the only way I can get off.
Sounds like a great yeah. life.
Wait, no, were you watching like me last night?
Yeah.
We
channeled in on your red tube.
Fuck, I forgot I still had that. Just kidding, guys.
What's a red tube?
It's a porn. It's a free porn site.
Oh, you
know. So everyone out there,
that first like, really. You know, sex
oh,
internet
no, the,
porn
there,
on.
There's like there was
when I was seven and I just
there was
kept going.
What was it? IsAnyoneUp.com. That was basically just a big, I think, drama site where people just post pictures of like their exes that they would send nude or something.
Oh.
And they would send it to, and so now that got shut down. So now there's a site called IsAnyoneUp is the
that,
old one.
That
the new one is You Just Got Posted.
Oh, shit.
You
balls.
Just Got Posted.com. Spelled just like how you think.
That ain't nothing
and,
nice.
Yeah, and it's all different states, everything, but you go on there. And a lot of it is just like, like if you were to open your computer right now and look at that, you'd just be like, I didn't need to know what Lindsay from Oregon looked like.
Yeah.
From in the inside, yeah. Kind of like the Periscope that we have
oh,
in my
yeah,
work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Although yeah. that would save you
a trip. You wouldn't have
to
go to gynecologist. Be like, hey, boyfriend, you're going to learn.
OBGY,
like,
already got it.
We have a vibrating, I don't know, kind of setup that, yeah, there's like a little window in the front of it, and then there's like the little lens on the absolute tip of it. So
see,
you can definitely see what you look like dilated.
No, and that, yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I guess we just need to start looking at more diagrams and get,
yeah,
those and fuck
like,
going
all right,
to the gynecologist.
All right, Aaron,
I'll just do my own exam.
Saddle up.
I just sit there with a mirror in front of it, like, oh, is that
like,
normal?
Is that the
have
Grand Canyon
right there?
No, but yeah.
Like, oh, I guess that. Okay, that looks healthy.
Well, another thing from my work, I didn't realize how popular transsexual porn was gonna be.
Yeah.
But no, like chick or like
transsexual and pregnancy porn.
Yeah, yeah. Like chicks with dicks or guys
oh,
that
yeah.
look like. You know, complete women, but they have
dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we even have those, we have body parts. Yeah.
Oh,
we have like
right,
an entire
right.
ass and legs, or we have an entire boobs and ass or
I got
whatever that you just fuck. And I guess it's all.
Yeah. No, I got
erotic skin
one day and I was like, you know what? We're all kind of like homosexuals. Cause like
everyone's gay a little bit.
Well, only cause like when you masturbate, you're getting off another, like you're getting off a male, you know what I mean? It's you, but it's still like
yeah.
And so like as
well, I mean, the two biggest things to remember in life is your parents are never going to accept you, and you're always gay, and you remember.
Yeah, that's true.
You're always gay. Anything.
You don't want to go down no. that road. But if you think about like I don't know, like you all know how to hate. I don't know. It's just yeah. interesting.
Think about. Well, because even like as girls, like when we're getting ourselves off, like we're getting.
A girl, like so.
See, and it's funny too because, like, since I work at a place like this, I have noticed that people are more willing to talk about it. You know, and
yeah.
I understand this podcast, so of course we're going to be talking about it.
Well, yeah, we talk about sex
right.
all the time.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like girls talk about sex a lot.
Oh yeah, I mean no.
Well, I mean look in the advertisements.
Guys think about sex all the time, and girls think about food all the time. Something like that.
No, I think it's opposite.
No.
I heard that guys think about sex.
I heard girls think about sex more.
I'm pretty sure I think about sex more than I think about food.
Well, it is just a cultural thing.
But, yeah.
You know, like guys are not expected, but they're just kind of known for being a certain
yeah.
way, and then girls are.
But girls are gnarly.
Dude,
like,
girls have the same exact.
Nasty as shit.
Girls have
the
same exact sex drive.
Yeah, we all have the same drive.
It's just that we get in our heads and don't know how to come.
So. Well, and that's yeah. actually part of the psychological thing that I wanted to talk
like
about with
your
the
head.
Cages.
The other 10% is
because I know a lot of girls who they say the only way they can ever get off is with a dildo or with a vibrator. And I feel it.
That's because you've ruined your pussy.
Blocked it.
Because well, you've ruined your pussy.
We both know a girl who she will even admit if you ask her. She'll straight up say, like, the reason why. Yeah, Tim. Tim is so
my
bad
brother?
About this.
No, I'm kidding.
No, where she has said it multiple times where she's like, no, I can totally get myself off with a good vibrator, but I could be having the most mind-blowing, amazing sex, and the reason why I don't get off is because I put a wall up. And she
totally.
Just doesn't
well,
allow herself
it's just
to...
It's interesting, like, in the past, like, 20 years, I feel like the sex industry has just blown up. Like, do you remember... I don't know if you guys
well,
remember...
Well, you said, like, you mentioned this recession-proof.
Yeah.
People are horny. They're going to...
Dude, people are... It's a billion-dollar industry.
If they got an extra $20 or $40, they're going to buy...
Do you think the way that media and like the internet has happened has like kind of happened with that as well, where there's a lot of kids today that they don't know how to talk to people because they're so used to text messaging and Twittering, like, and they don't really have conversations.
Right.
And do you think that has a lot to do with
well,
why
I feel like
things
porn
like
is
internet
kind of
porn
ruining the art of making
well,
love?
Well, okay, we do rent videos. You know, like you do like $25 for a year, and then you just repay that $25 on the anniversary. $5 per rental. If you rent two, you get third one free. Blah blah blah. Blah,
good
blah.
To know.
But anyways, yeah, we do get renters all the time, every day. It's just one day rental, you know. So we're
Which
gonna see them back.
Crazy because. Red tube.
Do you know him by name? You're like, hey, well, hey, Sally. Good
yeah,
to see
like,
Charlie.
I,
oh, that's
I know them by I know them by last name.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, just because we well
hey,
we
mister,
have this whole
that's
like
not weird.
We have this whole card index of
right.
everybody mm-hmm. because when they sign up, they have to give us a card, like an ID card, and they have to give us either a debit or credit. And,
oh yeah. Okay.
Or if they want to, they can just leave the cash. For the amount of money.
Oh, wow.
And then as soon as they bring it back,
deposit.
We just give them that cash back.
Back.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It, we just have to protect us, protect ourselves. And
yeah. Because you don't need to lose inventory.
Oh, yeah. No.
But we'll get you if you try.
Yeah.
Boosh.
Well, we are at 54 minutes, y'all.
No way.
I know. Can you believe it?
I think you're lying.
Well, it might be 56 now.
Any whoozles, any other questions for Senior Charlie? Charlie, do you have any questions for us? That's a wrap, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Adios, guy. Thanks so much again for being on the show, and thanks
no
everybody for
come
listening.
Visit.
Come visit.
Yeah, I'd love to come
lingerie.
Back.
Smoking.
It's actually a lot of
smoking
fun.
Smoking lingerie.
Yeah, and Charlie, please come back on and we can...
I know it's not easy your first time. It's kind of like, okay, you don't really know how the get down is, but...
Actually, this is a lot more
yeah,
conversation.
You did a really good
I
job.
I
yeah.
didn't even really think about all the macros and... Yeah, no shit, yeah. Har.
All right, thanks again to Socially Awkward Studios and the 4Aid Radio Network.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah,
find us on
we'll
Twitter.
See you next week.
Find
yeah.
us on Twatter. And
Twitter the Twatter.
Yeah,
Twitter
checked
the Twat.
4Aid Radio last
and
week.
4Aid Radio.
Yeah,
Network.
There's a lot of really good different podcasts.
Solid shit there.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Thank you, Madonna, for closing
getting
us out.
Natty.
This has been another proud production of the 4Aid Radio Network. You want to see more shows? Go check out www.4aidradio.com, you winkers.